so I'm going to count it down. So we're going to go down from 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody. So my guest today is someone who, when I first met, I definitely took for granted. I met him first in the Navy. He told me of his master plan of becoming a pilot for the Navy. Told me to get on with him. I think I did it for all about a week or 2 weeks, and I was just like, nah, this shit wasn't for me. But he stuck to it. So I'm gonna let him introduce himself. But ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Dominic. At Grant says, one of my Navy boys back in the day. Right now, I'm a pilot for Delta Airlines, current captain, living in living in South Florida, Miami.
There we go, living it up. And when I talked to you the other day, you told me you were just getting back. Where were you coming from?
I was coming back from. We did a small trip to Flint, Michigan, then back to Atlanta, and I flew back home to Miami.
Okay,
it's a quick little turn for us.
Okay, now are you doing all 50 states, international, or what are you doing?
No, the furthest that I did so far is to Denver. Then I do Canada, the Bahamas. We did some Cuba turns and everything on the East Coast, pretty much.
Okay, that's what's up, bro. I see you on Instagram all the time. Like, you just met Ryan Shazier, bro. I thought that shit was awesome, bro.
Oh, yeah. When I met him, the first thing I said to him was, man, you did something that I think that I can't mentally do. You came back from one of the most difficult injuries that a human can have, and you had the willpower. I'm like, you're a real soldier. You're the definition of hard work.
Absolutely. Now, are his playing days over? I'm not following the NFL nowadays. Are his playing days over? Or?
Nah, what's funny is the thing is, about 2 days prior, he did a box jump for the first time. You know, he jumped up on top of a box, and he got to celebrate it. And I seen that, and I told him that. I was like, man, that's big for you compared to where you came from in 2014 to now.
Right. Yeah. Man, I remember that scene. He was just laid out. But yeah, for him to be doing box jumps, bro, it really goes to show, bro. All this shit is like, it's really mental. It's like, it's mind over matter. You know what I mean? 100%.
Yeah, it's in the head, because as soon as I seen him, I gave him a salute, and he just got joy. He's like, you know, the incident happened in 2014, haven't been in the league, and people still recognize me because he's a hard worker. You mentally overcame the worst of the worst.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, are people surprised? I've seen you met a couple of celebrities. Are they kind of in shock whenever they see a black pilot, captain, I should say?
Oh, man, the funniest one that I've that likes me when he sees me is Donnell Rollins, a.k.a. Ashy Larry.
Ashy fucking Larry.
when Ashy Larry sees me, he yells at me in the airport. He was like, I don't know, they gave black pilots licenses. Why they letting y'all fly?
Oh, man, I bet it's an elite club. Do you know how many black pilots there are?
It's a little group of, I'll say probably about less than 60. Less than 60.
So that probably makes up what, less than 1% of all pilots in
I wouldn't States. Even I wouldn't even say 1%. I would say probably 0.5%.
That's so wild, bro. When I was a kid, that's something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be a pilot, but you know, as life happens, you kind of just like, I don't think they let niggas in the air like that.
That's the same thing I thought growing up in Oakland, California. Being a pilot was like, man, I can't do that. I ain't got the money for it. How do I even start that? You're so lost at it.
Because
you're like, all right, man, I just want to be a police officer or a firefighter. You know, that's what I want to be, because I see those all the time. And a pilot, you're like, I can't even fathom thinking about that shit, you know?
Bro, yeah, it's like my first vivid memory of me actually getting on a plane was – around 2008, 2009, when my cousin died. And, you know, it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't even see that many black people at the airport. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So let me ask you this. When you were in the Navy, did you, from the get-go, when did you get in? When were you in the Navy?
2008.
Okay. And I probably met you, 2009, 2010, somewhere around there.
Yep.
When did you decide that that was the route you wanted to take was to become a Navy pilot?
That's the main reason why I joined the Navy in general. Because I was in college, I was at Grambling State in Louisiana, and I was a baseball player, and I didn't like it, man. It was It was too south for me, and I had to get out of there. And that's why I said I joined the Navy, become a mechanic, learn how to work on the airplanes first and understand them. Then I'll try to fly them for the Navy. And that's how it started.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget. We were on the mess decks. For those who don't know what the mess decks are, it's basically our cafeteria. And we were just chopping it up. And you might have had a book out, and I think I just asked you about it. But bro, I'll never forget like when you told me that shit. And I was just like, damn, like it was weird because I saw it in you, but I didn't see it in me, if that makes sense. You get what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
I understand that.
Bro, so let me ask, like, what gave you the nerve? Like, did your parents ever tell you no when you were like, did they ever doubt you? Like, what gave you the nerve to be like, no, I could do this shit?
When I got in the Navy, man, I had the worst. You know how the ship was. The ship was difficult for anybody of color.
Absolutely.
So, and my supervisor that I had, I remember them to this day, AM1 Tran and AM1 Childers. I'll never forget their names. Because AM1 Childers was in charge of the education board on the ship. So you had to go through him to do any college classes. He had the audacity to tell me that I wasn't smart enough to be a pilot. He literally told me that in my face and said it to to AM1 Tran and was like, he's not smart enough to do the college classes while on board. He should worry about ship qualifications and worry about doing stuff for the ship instead of doing college and everything. And at that moment, right there, that's when I knew that there's people in this world that will tell you that you can't do stuff, and they tell you that because they can't do it.
Absolutely.
And now they're trying to throw that same mindset on you, and it's up to you to be like, okay, I'm not gonna believe what they're telling me. I'm gonna keep to my heart and keep what I want to keep doing. And that's when I went to MA1 Jones. You remember
Yep.
him?
Yeah. No, I remember him too.
I know you remember him. And he was like, he helped me push my college classes and my State 21 package, and he helped me do all of that, you know. And AM1 Childers couldn't stop another first class that wanted you to do stuff, you know, because he's the same rank.
All right. Now, before we get
Then,
going, I just want to let everybody know who wasn't in the military or Navy specifically. Whenever he's saying the AM1, the one basically means that, how would you describe it? That was like our supervisor, like our day-to-day supervisor. This is somebody that we basically had to
if you
listen
go
to.
if you go to work, then you're manager, basically.
Basically, yeah. So imagine your manager telling you you're not smart enough to do something, you should focus on something else. Like, if this was in the civilian world, nigga would have been like, he would have got slapped. You know
Yeah.
what
Hey, so many times.
I mean? Yeah. So
In the military, you're so helpless. Like,
you're
they
yeah,
can.
you are so fucking helpless. And bro, for you, I remember you had it from like the day bro, you would go to bed early, you would study. Like, you were the first person I ever saw, probably ever in my life, who just had discipline like that. Where did you even learn that discipline from, or was it just something that you felt like you had to do?
It's just something that I had to do because if you got your manager and he's telling you can't do this, and that's the main reason why you wanted to come into the Navy in general, you just have no choice at that moment.
Right.
You either can give in and be miserable like him and be stuck in the Navy and fat and have a wife that you don't want, and you can just choose that, you just choose that life, or you can just choose to work for what you want. And I live by the principle of hard work, dedication. And you know, at that time, Floyd Mayweather was the biggest thing while we was in for us black folks. And we had a huge presence of Filipinos, right, on the
Yeah,
ship.
absolutely.
And
Shout
they
out to
had
the Filipinos, man. Shout out to
the
them.
Filipino mafia.
Yeah, shout out to them.
So it was a big clash with Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao, who's better? And I adopted that principle of hard work and dedication. And I not only adopted, I lived by it. If I was going to do something, I was going to work hard at it, and I was going to be dedicated no matter what. Nobody was going to stop me. And the only person that can stop me at that point was myself if I quit.
Absolutely. Bro,
And that's.
I love your word choice. Like, first of all, you say like you choose to live how you want to live. It's so, it seems so simple, and You know what I mean? But it's so true. Like, you have choices in your everyday, your day to day. Like, it was our choice to decide to do this. You know what I mean? We could have been doing something else. Like, you know, but like you said, it was your choice to go to sleep. I think you were in bed sometimes by like 10 p.m., 10:30, right?
I was gone.
It was your choice to wake up in the morning, hit a workout. You know what I mean? It was really your choice to be like, bro, fuck you. Like, I'm going to prove you wrong. And bro, I admire that so much. That's, like I said, that's something I didn't have at all. You know what I mean? Like, it took me up until last year. Do you know what I mean? To just be like, bro, like, I'm getting this shit on my own. Like, type, you know what I mean? Like, I always had the mentality, I'm getting this shit on my own. But once you put that chip on your shoulder, like, but that chip was placed on your shoulder when that dude told you you weren't smart enough. You know what I mean?
And
bro, yeah, for you to just fucking basically kill him with kindness, you know what I mean? Like for you to be so disciplined and not even go off on him, you know what I mean? To not even let that shit affect you, but just you internalize that shit. And man, to how you manifested it into where you're in now, bro, like, bro, I would say he's not smart enough. You know what I mean?
Like, I said, he was trying to throw off his troubles onto me, right, his demons onto me, and it wasn't working.
Right.
And I know it killed him, because that's the thing. Everybody seen me on the ship. Everybody seen how hard I was, an ACFL. I was in charge of the firefighting in the whole hangar bay. Mm-hmm. I was on the airboard. I was on the surface board. I was on all of that. And I was the handyman. Anybody needed anything fixed on the ship, they would call my shop and look for me.
Right.
You seen how it was, the CS1, the CS1 NG loved me, would come there all the time. Warrant mm-hmm. officer, he would come directly to my shop looking for me.
Absolutely.
Bringing stuff. And you know what the funny thing is? My AM1s, they hated that. They hated that they didn't come to them.
Mm-hmm.
They despised me for my hard work.
And bro, it's crazy. Like, yeah, like it's so weird. Like, bro, like, I live by the saying, bro, like, what I eat don't make you shit, and who I fuck won't make you come, bro. So what's it matter to you? You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Like, what's it matter to you? Like, you know what I mean? But you're right, bro. People, when they're so dejected in life and they get talked bad to by whoever, you know what I mean, and they want to put it off to younger people, like people that are younger than them coming up, who are bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, think that the fucking world is theirs. And that's how you should think. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we should all adopt that childlike mentality of, like, I could be whatever I want.
Exactly.
What I mean?
I can do whatever I want. All I got to do is stick to it.
Right. And it's weird because you get told that from ages, what, 0 to 9, 10, then by 11, 12, they want you to be a little bit more realistic. You know what I mean? But who am I being realistic to? I'm being realistic to you because, like, you lack the hustle. You lack the heart to start some shit and fail. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But bro, yeah, like I said, it's just for you to I don't remember you even telling me that story, but for him to tell you, so how old were you when he told you this?
Oh man, I joined at 18. I was 20.
Right. So you're barely out of high school, you know what I mean? And for him to tell you some wild shit like that, bro. You know what I mean? Like you're not smart enough. Like, bro, like, you know, I don't even want to dread on it anymore. But bro, like, for you, like, again, to just have that perseverance and to be like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. So okay, I know you wanted to be a Navy pilot. How did that end up working out for you? What ended up going? I know you got out after 5 years, right?
Yeah, I got out 2013, but the whole time I was in, everybody knew what I wanted to do. Everybody knew why I was working so hard, why I was getting my degree and everything. And while I was still in Japan, you remember Senior Chief Holmes? Black guy. Him and a couple of other officers know Victor Glover. Victor Glover is a naval astronaut right now. He's in charge of the whole naval astronaut program.
Okay, shout out to Victor Glover, man.
Hey, he's a man. So he reached out to me and offered to be my mentor.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't know who he was at first. And he called me. I'm on the phone talking to him. And he had me look him up right then and there. And And you can't beat the facts.
Absolutely.
You can't. He got like 5 degrees, and he did all test pilot for the Air Force, Marines, Navy, and led squadrons. And now he's a black astronaut.
I didn't even know they made those, bro. Honestly.
I never even thought about a black astronaut until I talked on the phone with him.
That's amazing. So what you're saying is your hard work rubbed off on people who didn't look at you in a negative light, but decided to look at you as a young black man who had dreams, the base dreams bigger than probably their own. And
Wants to do better for himself
right. And
and
so
working for it.
right. And so they saw that. And for them to even reach out to him for you know what I mean? That's a blessing in and of itself. So shout out to Senior Chief Holmes. I'm not sure where he is. I'm not even sure if he's a senior chief, but
He a master chief now. He chilling.
there you go. But shout out to him for even, you know what I mean, even reaching out, because he didn't have to do that for you.
He
You know what I
didn't at
mean?
all.
Like, so shout out to him. So okay, he offers you to be your mentor, and then what happens?
So I told him I was still getting my degree at the time,
Okay, what are you getting your degree in?
business management.
Okay.
So that was my first degree. So he told we talked over a plan. And he was like, "All right, you got the GI Bill. The State 21 program still is going to send you to college, but you got to get accepted for it." So even though I was doing my State 21 package, that was good. I had all the paperwork done and everything that helped me for to apply once I got out. So the plan was to use my GI Bill to get my pilot license, so that I can get my private pilot license, have my degree, and go straight into a commission and start flying right away, instead of doing the
Back up
state.
a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit. You sound like you're a little.
All right, what about now?
There you go. Perfect, perfect.
All right, so the plan was to get out, get my private pilot license, finish my degree, then apply for a direct commission that would have me flying instantly as soon as I get back into the Navy.
Okay.
So I found a flight school out in Arizona, and I went there, but it was also integrated with a college. So I had to go to the college and enroll into their college classes as well. So not only was I working on my bachelor's, now I was working on my second associate's because of that college, you know.
Right.
So I was doing 2 degrees and my pilot license courses at the same time. So I was busy that whole period. So 6 months later, I received my bachelor's. I finished that up. I got my private pilot license, and I'm still in the course to get, all my other pilot license to get me to be a full commercial airline pilot. So we apply for the Navy for a pilot slot. I pass all the tests, everything. We submit the package. And this is the first time the Navy comes out with the board results. And the results, I didn't get a no, I didn't get a yes. They tabled me. Now, this table is basically, we're going to push you to the next board. So you're telling me you got a prior enlisted sailor, honorable discharge with a degree, pilot license, all his medals, warfare qualifications. And you can't tell him yes or no.
With
What
a
are you looking
voucher from
for?
an astronaut, by the way.
With and I have two captains that are also my recommendation letters. So you're telling me you can't tell me yes or no? And the Navy at this time is saying that they're in need of pilots. They're dying for pilots right now.
Right.
But you just turned down one of the highest qualified people that you have.
Say that shit again,
But
bro. Say that shit louder. The highest qualified people that you have
Yeah,
with
and
fucking
they.
two recommendations. Hold on really quick, bro. Let me talk your shit for you. So working on 2 degrees, working on your private pilot license.
I had the private pilot license. I had a bachelor's degree already when I
Okay.
applied, with the letter of recommendation from Victor Glover, two captains, and all my military background stuff.
Okay.
And they can't say yes or no. I don't know who's doing the board, who's doing anything, but now there's a huge problem.
That's a fact. So they were like, basically, like, hold on, type shit. Like, they couldn't,
They
bro, they couldn't even tell you no. Like, what? Like, nigga, what?
We emailed people in Florida and they said, we don't know who's doing the boards. Everybody was all quiet about it. And we're like, how the, my recruiter even said, how the hell does this even happen?
Right.
Somebody like you that they know that you're, you know, all the Navy morals and ethics. You know all that. You know everything. You prove that you can be the perfect sailor. And they
Honestly,
still,
yeah. Honestly, yeah.
and they still can't pick you up. You're physically fit. You passed all your fit reps. You did everything. You got all your awards. You got the good conduct medal. What else does the Navy want at that point? That's what I thought of, you know?
Right.
What else do they require me to have since I don't have the step up, you know? Being 18 years old, my parents pay for everything. What else do you want me to do? So me and Mr. Glover talked it over and was like, you know what? Let's just finish this up. Go ahead and get my instrument pilot license, which is a step after the private pilot, and get my commercial pilot license. So we're giving them no choice. So we did that. I got both of those and we applied again. So this time, all right, we was like, all right, it's a shoe-in. It's 2015, like January at this time, because I just finished in December.
Okay.
And we're like, all right, cool. It's gonna be a shoe-in. I'm gonna be at the Naval Academy this year, probably middle of the year. So we turn it in. The board results come out. Tell me why the Navy didn't say yes or no again.
They tabled you again.
They tabled me again.
Bro. Hey, I don't want to be the one to bring up race because I love everybody. I love everybody. But we know what that is. You know what I mean? Like
It's true. If I was a white kid from Beverly Hills with everything that I have, I'd have been gone on the first board.
bro, you don't even got to be from Beverly Hills. You could have been a white kid from the slums and they would have turned that into a story for them. You know what I mean? Bro. So, okay. So the Navy, the Navy fucks you over again the second time. Where do you go from there? Do you give up?
Oh, no, there's no reason to give up. So now I continue in school. I get my flight instructor license. There's two instructor licenses that you can get. I got them both. I received my second associate, and now I leave to Miami and I apply for a third time. With now I'm full out. I'm able to teach people to fly airplanes.
I
Do
remember
you
you doing
understand
that.
that?
I remember you doing that for a little bit. Yeah, so now you're a teacher.
I'm teaching. I can teach at a university level ground courses, and I can fly anybody from the ages of like 10 up to infinity. I can.
Okay, and this was all in a matter of, before you go any further, this was all in a matter of what, 4 or 5 years of you learning how to do everything?
2 years, I got all my license, and this was coming on to the third year at the beginning. So
So
2 years
two
solid.
years in and
I had all that.
you excelled so much that now you're able to
Teach people.
teach the knowledge that you gained. Bro, that's fucking, I wish I had a round of applause button. That deserves a round of applause, bro. But
Thanks,
okay.
man.
So now you're teaching people and you're applying for the third time. What happens next?
So this time we're like, if they say no or table me again, we don't know what to do. And I'm not 30, I'm 29. And 30 is the limit. 32 with a waiver. So no. I'm not 30 yet. It's 27. Then you can get it up to 29 right before your birthday. So the latest is 30.
So you only have a limited time to actually
Correct.
get enlisted into the actual Navy program to become a pilot.
Correct. So
Okay.
I apply. They didn't tell me yes. They didn't tell me no.
Twice.
They
Or
this
this
is
is the
the third time.
Oh my goodness.
And they table me. And they table me.
Where's Obama at, bro, when we needed him? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on?
So I'm like,
So you got tabled
you
for the
gotta be
third
kidding me.
time.
For the third time. The third time. So now I'm like, okay, I don't know what they want. What else do you guys demand of me to do? What else do you want me to get a master's degree as well? I talked that over with Victor Glover, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna apply for the University of Miami. I'm gonna get into their master's program, and I'm gonna put that on there. So I applied, got into their master's program. Now I'm into the waiver. They approved my waiver for another 2 years to apply. So now we wait a year, and I have about maybe 700 to 800 flight hours. Mm-hmm. 700 to 800. The average person that goes into the Naval Academy for the flight program has 15 hours.
Wow.
With no private pilot license. Do you understand that?
I know.
No private pilot license. So I have all my license. I have 5 different licenses with that many amount of hours. So I'm like, okay, we're going to apply. We apply. These fools didn't say yes or no again.
For the fourth time.
Yep.
And now you're in waiver territory right now.
Yep. And now the waiver territory ended.
So essentially what they did was dangle a carrot in front of you. Until
the age limit basically knocked me out the system.
Bro, that's absolutely ridiculous, bro.
And meanwhile, in the news, they're saying the military needs pilots. The Navy is running dry. Everybody is coming from the airline. I mean, coming from the Navy and going to the airlines. And I'm like, I'm trying to leave the airlines to come to the Navy to
go
stay,
to the Navy, right?
To stay for 20 plus years because that's what I want to do. That's what I set my goal and my heart for. And y'all ain't seeing that. I don't know who is looking at my paperwork and saying, he got all of this stuff and we don't know if we can train him and to fly. And everything is top of the line. Scores, everything. Nothing was mediocre.
Right. And I believe it, bro. I remember you were always A1, bro. You boots used to be shot. You know, you were always A1. Your uniform was A1. Like, so, I mean, bro, like, honestly, and, you know, I'm so anti-military, but, bro, I couldn't have. There honestly wasn't a picture perfect. You know what I mean? You were basically Captain America. You get what I'm saying? Like,
and that's the truth. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. What else do they want?
Right.
What else? If you put me out there, I can run with an 18-year-old and outrun him.
There you go.
Get me out there. You want me to fly that plane? I'm gonna fly that motherfucker to the wall. Let's do it.
Right.
And they didn't want to give me the chance. But I'm telling you, the biggest thing that I had and had to overcome with this whole process that I worried about was the swim test. Swim test. You have to swim you have to swim a mile in a flight suit.
Okay.
And I didn't have no formal swimming at all. Do you know the whole 2 years I was in Arizona, I swam at least 5 times a week?
I remember that. I do remember you used to post pictures that you used to be swimming.
In the pool, prone floating, training to swim that mile. Do you know I did that? I taught myself to swim more than a mile just so that I won't have no issues in pilot training. I had to overcome that I was panicking in the water and that I couldn't do it, and I knew I couldn't do it, but told myself and I put it in, I implemented it in my head and said that if I'm gonna put my mind to it, I'm gonna fucking do it. And I taught myself and I did it over time. I even prone floated more than 10 minutes and then we only gotta do 5 minutes. And I could barely do that at first. And that's with me going to school, doing flight school and ground classes. And I still went to the pool and did all this.
Yeah, only for them to never give you an official answer.
Man.
Bro. Hey, man, so let me, okay, it sucks, but let me give you your flowers really quick. Like, you were told no once. A percentage, you would probably say about 90 to 95% would have took that initial no and did something else with their life, correct?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, and then you got told no the second time. So let's say, let's leave it high. So let's say there's 10% left. Out of that 10%, about half of them would have took that second no and be like, hey, this just isn't for me. You know what I mean? And bro, for you to try it three times, and I know what it takes to getting a waiver in the military. That shit ain't easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it ain't.
Like, bro, you almost got to fucking do some wild shit to get a fucking waiver. You know what I mean? So for you to get told no again the third time, go waiver status, say, fuck it, let me go to another university, apply for a master's program just to have something else on, all while I'm going to teach myself how to swim for over a mile. People that could probably swim right now probably can't even swim for a mile straight. In a flight suit.
That's tough. When I say I even brought a flight suit with me, I brought a flight suit with me and was training in that thing.
Right. Bro, so just that persistence, that, you know what I mean? Like, that persistence, bro, it's what's needed to succeed. One, yeah, you didn't succeed in being a Navy pilot like you originally set out to. But bro, you did something that they can't ever take away from you. You know what I mean? Like, in the course of wanting to become a Navy pilot, one, you became a captain. You know what I mean? Like, you're a fucking, Navy can never take that shit away from you. You know what I mean? And so now, so you got told no the fourth time. How did you feel? Like, or not even got told no, you got told no answer. You were given no answer, no explanation.
Yep.
What did you and Mr. Glover's that conversation? How did that go again?
We was continue to be lost, because what do you do? There's nothing we can do at that point. I got the highest of the highest endorsement. Do you understand this? The highest of the highest aviator endorsement. This guy is an astronaut, and he's endorsing me to come in and basically follow in his foot tracks. And the Navy doesn't say yes or no. I didn't even get a reason why they tabled me. I didn't even get a reason why, man.
And that's, bro, like, man, I'm going to harsh on the government. You don't have to, bro, but that's just how they do you, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
it is. Like, and I see that.
Like, that's especially when you're any other skin color than white. You know what I mean? Bro, it's just, man, I feel for you. See, I didn't know that. I thought, for whatever reason, I thought you just got out and you were like, no, I'm going to do my own thing. So I didn't even know about you trying four different times, you basically jumping through loop after loop, only to not even get told no.
And that's what a lot of people, about 99% of people, don't even see that. Not even my parents. They're just wondering why I'm not doing it already. And my aunties and uncles thinking I'm in the Navy flying for them. And I'm like, they haven't told me yes and no yet. What else can I do?
And then, like, it'll be to the point where, like, people won't even believe that. Because they're like, the military is going to tell you something. No, they won't.
Exactly. Like, I got all the paperwork to show it. I got everything to show that my name says table. And it's just, when people be like, oh, the military needs pilots, that's the worst thing I hate hearing from people, because I'm like, fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Because,
well, they probably do. They do need them, but they don't want us.
Hey,
I'm gonna say it so you don't got to say it. Hey, this is me. This is Grant speaking. This is not, this is nobody else. Like, they don't want us, bro. You know what I mean? Then the ones they do want, I don't even understand why they didn't want you, bro, because, again, you were a fucking picture-perfect sailor, you just with black skin. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you literally, you're not a yes man, but you literally, you did what you were told, went a little bit above and beyond just so they wouldn't tell you shit. But I remember when you were cranking, you used to do just a little bit more so you can leave a little bit early. You know what I mean? Like, that was you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that was just you, period.
And even while I was cranking, I was still helping fixing out stuff for y'all with my shop. I was going in, man.
So you have your the you got dejected from the military, from the Navy specifically. So now what does your career path look like now?
So now I'm an instructor. I have about 800 hours of flying. The commercial level requires you to have 1,250 hours or 1,500 hours, depending on if you have your degree or not in aviation.
Okay.
And my associate's degree was in aviation, so that qualified me to fly commercially at 1,250 hours. So that's when I decided to take my talents over to a regional airline and fly jets for them.
Amazing. And that's, this is what you're doing currently right now, correct?
Yep. So I've been flying for the airlines now for going on almost 3 years, and I'm a captain. So all those people in the Navy still got to get out and start at the bottom from where I did.
Right.
And they're going to be flying, and I'm going to be telling them what to do.
Exactly. No, let me table you. Let me table you. Exactly. All right. So now let's get into, I see you proactively going out, touching the youth, specifically the Black youth, which is something amazing. What is that something you've always wanted to do, or whenever you got in this kind of position of quote unquote power, walk me through them steps of you wanting to, go out and touch the youth.
The thing is that we always want to go out and do something. Mm-hmm. But how are you going to do it if you don't have the opportunity or the means to do such?
Right.
When I want to have the opportunity and means to do such, I want to actually be in the right spirits for it, you know, where I can actually make an impact. And the fact that young Black kids, they don't see a pilot. Every time they came up to me, hey, what do you do? Are you a police officer? I was like, no, I fly these airplanes. You see this? This is what I fly. I fly a jet. And now they're shocked. We can do that? And I'm like, yeah, you can do that. I was like, you see me doing it, right?
Right. I mean, bro, it's so crazy because, especially nowadays, like, it's weird. Social media has brought everybody together, but it's not being used right. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's social media, you know, they want to stunt. They want to show off this. They want to show off that. And I feel like they look at the youth as either one, an afterthought, or two, a photo op. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for you to proactively be going out there and letting them see that there's a different path, that's kind of why I wanted to do this. Like, hey, there's a different path. You know what I mean? Like, you could literally press record on your phone and just go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't gotta be Mr. Basketball. You don't gotta be Mr. Football. You know what I mean? Like, you don't gotta be a trapper. You don't gotta be a rapper. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You could be a photographer. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many different lanes out there, and you can literally start creating lanes for yourself. Bro, so again, another round of applause. If I had the button, I'd definitely hit it for you. but okay, so now you're touching the, you're talking to the youth. What are your next 5-year business plans? What are you looking to accomplish out of the aviation game? And do you have any other dreams that you plan on? I mean, I have no doubt that you're going to accomplish anything that you set your mind to. But is there anything else you'd like to share, kind of throw out to the world, to kind of hold yourself accountable?
The biggest thing that I see and I get to talk about, you know, people like I met Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson and Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I get to talk, and I get to actually talk to them, you know, no cameras and no TMZ around where they actually can be themselves for a minute.
Right.
No one can sit there and name me no private jet company that's Black owned.
I already see where you're going with this. I fucking love it.
Now, you have Jay-Z, Beyonce. You have LeBron and Kobe. You got all. We own the NBA. We own the rap scene, the hip hop, the model scene. Imagine them endorsing a Black-owned private jet company. We can blackball everybody else that they're spending. That Jay-Z and they're all spending their monies on white-owned companies. Why not bring that to a Black-owned company? Black pilots, Black stewardess, Black mechanics, and you built that. And now when a Black person, celebrity, want to fly, if they say, oh, we fly in blah, blah, blah airline today, private jets, now that's going to expand. You see how many followers they have, 52 million, 100 million. And now you have all your other star buddies saying, I'm going to fly with them, and I'm going to do that. Now you're owning the industry. Everybody's flying with your company.
Right. And especially with hip-hop where it is now, bro, like, our culture, period, runs the fucking world. You know what I mean?
It does.
And you're right. It takes Jay-Z or anybody with a little bit of power, you know what I mean? They'd be like,
Steph Curry.
I'm going with this company. And you're right. It not only is it black pilots, but now we got all black stewardess. You got your black mechanics. You know what I mean? Like, and this is not, you know what I mean? I love every race. You know what I mean? I'm half Mexican. So don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? But it's just an avenue for us to at least be on the same playing field as other cultures.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's really all. That's what my whole goal is, to you know, just show people, like, hey, we it's like what I don't know if you ever heard of Derek Grace, but he always says that we don't need them, they need us. And
exactly.
And I believe that, like, bro, like, if we decided today, fuck Gucci, we're going with a local, we're going with a black t-shirt, that's our new Gucci. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how that's all we gotta do is say, hey, that's our new Gucci. You know what I mean? And it's done. You know what I mean? And sometimes I hang my, you know what I mean? I'm like, bro, I don't even want to hang my hat on celebrities, because we've seen the cycle. The cycle could have been changed. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And
so now it's like, fuck it, bro. Like, I'm going to be proactive. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do what I can do. And, you know, if I affect one young black youth, you know what I mean? Then then to me, I'm a success. Do you know what I mean? And, bro, yeah, it's really just getting out there, showing people. That's why I'm not sure if you've seen my shirt yet, but you guys.
Yeah, I seen it. Sitting on top of the world, right?
Right. Sitting on top of the world, a little king, sitting on top of the world reading. And I want to, like, it's possible. This whole world is for the taking. You know what I mean? And you can do that in a very righteous way. Again, you don't gotta cheat, lie, kill, and steal to get to where you want to be. You know what I mean? Look at you. You did this shit the right way. You know what I mean? For how old are you now?
30. Just turned 30.
30. So for about, you said, so for about 12 years, you've been living the right way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I you know, we were all young, so I don't want to get into what you were doing in high school and shit like that. But,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But you've been living right for 12 years. You basically got a huge, I would say they spit in your face because they didn't even tell you an answer.
Yeah.
And give you an explanation. And for you to just be like, bro, I'm going to keep pushing, keep doing me. A lot of people, again, probably a year or two ago, I would have folded under that. That wouldn't have been something that I could handle. So, bro, I really want to applaud you for that. We're going to start wrapping it up here. So big goal, big future plans. You basically want to, you want to own your own aviation brand.
Yep, exactly.
And I fucking love it, bro. I'm here to support, bro, I fucking love it. I can see it, dude, because I know your vision. Like, I know a little bit of your vision. And I know it's gonna be pristine. I believe you can get that shit done, bro. With the people you're meeting, you know, you have. I see you flew with the ABC crew, and I'm assuming that means all black crew.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
That's fucking amazing, bro. That's so fun. But it's amazing. But for it to even be amazing is a problem. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. It should be the daily norm. But
it should be a norm. Yeah, it should be a norm to see an all black crew. You know what I mean? For it to only be 60 black, bro. What? Do you know how many flights there are a fucking day?
Man,
in my airport alone, DFW airport alone. Do you know how many flights there are? Bro, that's not even the biggest airport. You know what I mean? Now look at LAX and
wherever. Atlanta.
Atlanta, JFK, all that shit, bro. And 60. And you're one of them, bro. Man.
And see it. When we run into each other, we're all hype. I put videos up all the time.
It's, bro, again, it's dope, but it's a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a fucking problem that, you know, I was – I was running through, so I had an idea of who I wanted to be my first interview, and I'm still going to have her on, but I was like, I really wanted to stand out, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, no disrespect to her, there's a lot of female musicians, black female musicians, you know what I mean? I've never seen one black pilot, let alone captain, until you, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And bro, it's fucking, I'm so fucking proud of you. But again, it's a problem that we have to celebrate the minute shit like this. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
When motherfuckers were happy Obama was the first black president, I was like, bro, like, we shouldn't even live in a world where it's first anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is that way, and we can only change it. You know what I mean? So maybe one of these kids you talk to, they might be 61. You know what I mean? And yep. we might just start growing it and growing it and growing it. Have you thought about doing like a YouTube series or anything like that, or getting on a podcast?
I never thought about that.
Okay. I just think it's dope because you literally, again, like you can meet these, you can meet like famous celebrities, and they don't got to be the celebrities. Again, you've been a mayor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a mayor would be more than willing to sit down and talk with somebody, you know what I mean? Especially like a black pilot. So, but again, if you don't like, you know, the camera being in your face, then, you know, that just is what it is. But, all right, bro, I definitely appreciate you. You've been more than gracious for your time. I know I went a little bit over than what I said I would. You have any last thoughts, any last things that you want to leave to whoever's listening to this? Again, I don't have a huge following. I'm going to grow it, so people will hear this eventually. But you have any words of encouragement that you'd like to give out to the people listening?
Yeah, man. Hard work, dedication. Don't give up on it. Just because something seems that it can be wrong and it actually is wrong doesn't mean that it's actually wrong, because you can always turn it around and fix it.
All that shit, bro. 100. Hey, man, thank you. You've been more than gracious with your time. Tell the people where they can find you at.
You can find me at KingAce.D on Instagram. And that's it, man. That's all I have. Thanks for all the time, man. Appreciate it. Have fun.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely, bro. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, man. Take it easy. All right.